Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, Spirit of God, because you empower me to see into your mind and to speak forth the words you speak into my ears. Tamalado sapironde shahi kando lode saheda tosia, the Spirit of the Lord. Bambrote shatele tasakapolo desaya bambrote shata. He said, not only through fire will I bring you out of. He said, even through waters I will bring you out. I will cause my glory to rise upon you, and you will not be put to shame. He said, even though it seems as though you are alone, and you seem as though you are pressed hard against the world, he said, but I bring you a sure word of prophecy that I'm going to come through for you. I'm going to meet you along the way, and I will prove and I will show to the world that I have cast my love upon you, and you will see my hand parting the seas for you, opening shut doors against you, and I will cause your glory to be seen by kings, and you will not be put to shame. See the Lord Jesus. You will show me the pathway of life. You will show me the pathway of life.
You will show me the pathway of life. You will show me the pathway of life.
We join our faith with the host of heaven, and we'll sing the Lord's song today. We are not afraid. We will sing the Lord's song in a strange land. We will declare the majesty of our King. We will declare that our God reigns. Lena kuza prede shatele da bahasata. Bereta kumbrata le satalada. The devil is a liar. Mambrote shakatalada bosata. Lekando broshetele satalada da 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 bashate. Kumbrote sekaladesha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord 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 Jesus. Thank you for your Spirit in the house. Thank you for the Spirit of God in the house. Kambro shatele da basatala da bosha. Your grace is enough for me. Your mercy is enough for me. Say, your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Say, your mercy, your mercy is enough for me. Give Yero Shepherd of Israel, you will lead Joseph like a flock. Give Yero Shepherd of Israel, you will lead Joseph like a flock. He will dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. He will dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Let him hear your voice. I want you to thank him in advance for the breakthrough that is at your doorstep. I want you to thank him in advance for the breakthrough that is at your doorstep. Tambro Shata. Say, shine forth.
He who dwells between the cherubim. Shine forth.
Shine forth. Shine forth.
Shine forth. Shine forth. He who dwells between the cherubim.
Bless your word, Father, this morning. In 10 minutes, do the damage and cause us to escape the danger. Let the Spirit of God move like a mighty ocean in this place and begin to flood every life and every destiny. Let every life that is discouraged receive encouragement. Let every heart that is broken receive the touch of God. Let the power of God sweep through this place. Let the victory come to the saints. Let the victory come to the saints. Let the victory come to the saints. The devil is a liar. The devil will not write the last chapter of your life. We give a praise and glory. We give a praise and glory. There is victory in the atmosphere. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give a glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Please take your seat. Thank you, Father. We yield ourselves to you this morning. And ask that you alone is glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank God. I think I missed a bit of the service. Amen. It was expedient that I go away. You know, this is what I'll be doing for the rest of my life. So there's really no pressure to perform. So God is asking me to preach a book everybody has a copy of. So that doesn't make it an exclusive right. In your moments when you really think about Christianity, you find yourself that at some points you are in certain seasons of your life where there's a lot of questions that are begging for answers. If you have not learned the presence of God before you came into those seasons of your life, you may begin to doubt your faith in God. So while the days are lovely, master the presence of God. Pastor Jide, we are going to master the presence of God. Many times we are in church and it's easy for us to just the Holy Spirit to move sovereignly. But we also know, we also need to learn how to check in and make him come. You must know the button. Jide? It's still the month of relief. Amen. It's not over. We still have a few days to the end of the month. And these days, I just try not to get into God's will. Because some people, you talk about faith. God is the biggest spender when it comes to faith. When God starts telling the thing he himself believes for. You see, faith for God is not the way our own faith is. Faith for God is what will happen. It's not negotiable. Faith for God is what will happen. The devil cooperates with. God cannot doubt. You understand? He doesn't have the capacity to that. So when he thinks it has become fit. So when you are saying, God, I'm believing you for, God is smiling. Do you know what you mean? God's thought pattern is faith.
So when God tells you what he's believing for, you're like, please shut up my faith, because you now realize you didn't have faith. Scripture tells you, say, I have the faith of God. Have you read that in scripture before? Say, I have the faith. Jesus said, I have the kind of faith God has. It is that kind of faith that makes you know that the day you die, the devil is going to party. He's gone finally. I suffered. If God had to do all of that, it wouldn't look like a contest. But because it was you that God used for that, the devil would be saying, like, how many years does he have more? Have the faith of God. There is nothing impossible in that realm. Maybe that was for somebody. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. God help me. I want to do this in 15. Say amen. Amen. If you say amen for your own good, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Are you there? I will try and just read and skip so that I try to be on your side many times, just that I don't know. Verse 3. He said, and I was with you in weakness. Now, this is the great apostle Paul talking. He said, oh, please permit me to start from verse 1. And I, brothers, when I came to you, I did not come with what? The excellency of speech here is not grammar power. So I didn't come to you with cunningly devised words. He said, or wisdom. Most times we try to sell our position by providing a academic arrangement, something that makes sense. If not, why would God allow some of things that are happening to you to happen to you? For a seed to be useful to God, the Bible says God takes that seed, puts it in the soil, and watches that seed die. That's God. Everything, except you don't want to do business with God, everything that you bring, yeah, you have on you as at the day you resumed. Team. If there are things that will take the shine off his throne, God will put it in the soil. All those plan B and plan C's that you didn't call plan B and plan C, so God doesn't tamper with it. You made it look like it's all God and to the glory of his name. But he knows, and you know somewhere in your heart, and this is a plan B. Sorry, plan A plus, in fact, because most times God doesn't show up at the right time. The problem with showing up at the right time is that God doesn't use a watch. That's the problem. In where he lives, they don't use watches. They don't know the time. Like the way you see that one, you made it. That thing in your hand is somebody that designed it. But God has never worn a wristwatch in his life. Ever. So that's the problem. You are he doesn't know what that is. I mean, like, I will show up when I need to show. It's called Kairos. Kairos means God moment, divine moment, the perfect sign. It shows up. But many times when you are carrying a lot of stuff, it brings you pain by allowing that thing die. The Bible says that when you put a seed in the ground, it dies and what? Decays. And just, you know, when something decays, that is it, it's gone. Right? But it is out of that ashes. Out of that ashes. When you look at your seemingly bright future and you wave goodbye to it, and God commands new life, and all of a sudden you begin to see the ear, you begin to see the blade, then you see a full grown corn, not the one that died, but a new man. So if God is killing you this morning, please die. If you struggle with it, it will be more painful. I don't take injections. At the point between when you saw the injection in the hands of that man or that nurse, at the time it goes into you, it's your greatest moment of pain. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know, I like injections. You have not been injected by some people. After the 20 minutes after you have done the injection, you still feel that person's needle inside your body. The fact that you saw the needle, they insert that thing, something happens to you on the inside. Like, this is actually going inside my body. When the person says, relax, oh God, I'm dead now. I mean, that split second, so many things have happened to you. Just say, relax now. What I do is I hold my breath. I just go in the spirit. Say, oh yeah, we are through. Say, so I'm still coming for 3 days. Say, yes. The concept of death is that for God to bring you into a new phase, you have to die to the old. That's God's way. Death is God's friend. Death is not only when people stop breathing. Death is when God wants to bring you into a new season. And it will require you to wave goodbye to the pleasant experiences that you've had in a place. And that's why for many of you, for God to force you out of your cocoon, it will cause travails to come like Jonah. And you are here thinking, haven't I suffered enough? And I say, no. We are still going all the way to Australia. You are at Ilukpeji. You are not even close to the airport. See, what do I do? He said, give here, oh shepherd. Are you my shepherd? Are you for me? He said, give here. Hacking. We suffer many times because we don't hack in. We are listening, you know, we are hearing, but we don't hack in. Hacking gives a posture of readiness. Readiness to run with instruction. So you can't be the seed that will enter the ground and die and expect new life if you are trying to make all ends meet. You want to make this person happy, you want to make her happy. If you're trying to break up from her, man, she ain't gonna die. She'll deal with it. You can't be everybody's good, you understand? You walk with God, you be like Elijah, you're a loner. Even the pastor who told you, I saw the glory of God over your life, I release into your destiny. By the time you get to give him details of the destiny God is showing you, he will fight you. Except he's walking by the Spirit. That's why I keep saying to you, when all is said and done, go home and take care of your family. There's a pastor in Ukraine, I think, either Ukraine or one of these Russia, USSR countries, grew a church to a very large church, and when the church was now fully established, the Lord said to him, hand over to that pastor, brother in your church. He said, Baba, I came from Nigeria. I labored. And he said, now let it go. God said, I will scatter the church. I said, let it go. I will be the one to scatter the church. Then he handed over the church to the brother. And then he said, what next? He said, go to the other side and start afresh. Don't take anything from this old one. Go and start afresh. And today, that's the largest church in the USSR. Akin. Don't just say, God, talk to me. Lord, if only I knew your will. God said, see. Hey, slow down. Before you make it look like I'm the one who abandoned you, let's talk about a few things. There's no point. We can't keep going over the same thing over and over again. You didn't hear a voice, but you saw the handwriting on the wall. That was me talking to you. I've killed this thing. Let it go. Cry? Yes. Feel broken? Yes. After that, get up, clean your face, move on. I'm the one who killed it. It's not the devil. So before you start saying every spirit you need to be sure who is behind your traveling. Because the storm that fought Jonah was... Are you with me? I said the storm that fought Jonah. The fish waiting to swallow him. They were messengers from the Lord. So imagine Jonah in the belly. Marakatabaya. This is not my destiny. That is now your destiny. Except you hacking. And we've had people, families get into problems simply because somebody was not hearing. Sometimes it is the wife who hears. The husband is the stubborn one. Sometimes it is the husband who hears. The wife is looking for security. Be wise. It is not so much about hearing if you are not willing to hearken. Very important. Simple, very important. Verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you, save what? Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul said, if I come into an assembly, what I'm checking is, where is Christ in this church? Is he elevated? Is he the person they give a wiper to? Or is he elevated as God? Can I see his cross in people's heart? Do I see Jesus glorified in people's heart? If you came to the cross and you found mercy, why is it so hard for you to love another person? At what point did we become so insensitive where we don't even see that people are amongst us and they are weeping? You can sit close to somebody for hours and you don't even know the person's name. If you don't understand love, you don't understand Christianity. I don't care how much you know, how much is in your head. Greek, Hebrew, Mandarin, Spanish. That's you, not the gospel. So I'm saying that this is the posture a believer needs to maintain. You come into a place, you are looking for where Christ is. Is he at the back or in front? Very important. Whether you go back there or not, check those things. So I don't want to know anything amongst you except who? Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. I would like to ask Paul why this is your situation, because I thought the great apostle Paul should be all together. Having seen so many things, he had been blind before, got his sight back. He has suffered. And Paul, before he wrote Corinthians, how many books had he written? We have Ephesians, Galatians, Romans. Colossians came after. I mean, somebody is writing for God and God is saying approved, only for him to show up in the second chapter and say, bros, as you they fear, that so many said they fear this thing, I don't know. Now you came to Apostle Paul to charge you, God. I want to encourage, God is going to do something. You met him crying too. Baba, the thing that he said, as they do you, now so they do me. I came to you for encouragement, bro. Sit down, let's cry together first. It's AA before BB. Because sometimes we tend to take the humanity out of our leaders, out of our pastors. So that's why to be a leader in Nigeria, you have to be stubborn. If you want to achieve, you have to be stubborn. You have to be stubborn. The one that is not stubborn, pack his bags, left the country for you people. Because if people talked about him till his ear started paining him, they had to take him out, try to fix the ear. Since that day, I started to appreciate the former president. Now, by the time we are like 1,000 in this church, people, you see people write stuff on Facebook and say, ah, that pastor in Ilukweji is a false prophet. Yeah, he said, in one meeting they were sharing snake. Simply because he heard my testimony of how the Lord delivered. He didn't hear the whole message. It was cracking. He heard one small part. Said, it's snake power. Oh boy. he said, if you see, there is only squint his eyes. The power is inside his eyes. Say, so you see those pastors with him, that they have a cult. See, nobody since the church time, those are the pastors. They have something among them. There's one stone, one white stone like this. Before they stamp it, they will touch their head. And they, before, and people are wondering, where are you? Somebody comes to church asking, Abba, where do you live? Mowi, have you been to Obani Crop? I say no. So how did you know? He said, I heard. Chai. Chai. Ah, Oluwa. Get ready, yo. That is not calling me first, bro. He will defend me because I can pack my bag and move to London, no. You know, we were discussing yesterday that you're a prophet doesn't mean you can't make mistake, even with giving up prophecy. You were reminding me yesterday about Pastor Bola and Kenny. You know, was it last year or this year? I gave a prophecy about a cult coming out of Ikorodu. Who remembers? I was even asking, I said, who lives in Ikorodu? Isaac. Uh-huh. In my widest mind, you know, by the time our friends came out, I didn't even remember the prophecy. It was Kenny who was reminding me that, Pastor, you already said this thing. I totally forgot. The reason why we spoke about it is because we saw their hand. It is with the same mouth we declared their intention before they came out, that today we now declare their hand. They will just vanish. You won't hear their name again. I think that was early this year or last year. I'm not too sure. Late last year, yeah. Don't be in a hurry to call it a false prophecy. Just give it time. And my speech and my preaching was not with what? Enticing words, and you need to look at that word, of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of what? Of the Spirit of God and of power. And this one caught my attention. This is the part 4 of this message. If you walk into an assembly, and I'm talking to spiritual people this morning, if you walk into an assembly or in the gathering of believers, and there seems to be a lot of pressure to be smart with words, to be able to be too coordinated and too, you know, collected, check out for enticing words. Check out for enticing words. Enticing words are words spoken to seduce you, to bring into the place of agreement. The only problem is that there is no backup of power. There is no release of the power to support what is being said. So it doesn't matter if the person or myself, I'm quoting scriptures, if there is no power backing it up. Enticing words. The intention might not be to deceive you, but if there's no support with power, I can only get you as far as you can go before you like, this is not working. Okay, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that, look at that verse, I must come to you in power, I must come to you in the demonstration of the Spirit. You need, that's why I talked about your spiritual senses, being able to sense when you are in the midst of angels. It is called the sense of feel and touch. You feel it in your environment. Sometimes you can't tell how you know, but you know that you are not alone right now. You are just there where two or three are gathered, but you sense an atmosphere. Sometimes you always almost think you saw an angel pass through that room, walking into your kitchen. Like, did I just see something? It felt like you saw something. Those are valid transactions in the spirit. Many times you just get up and you're like, was I dreaming? Was I actually seeing stuff? Because you slept and you started seeing into the realm of spirit. This is known as the gift of the discerning of spirit. The gift that helps you see into the spirit realm. You can have eyes. It doesn't mean you can see, because many are blind. And That's why we are coming next month. Next month is a month of prayer. We are going to pray ourselves silly. Are you hearing? Ourselves silly. Pray ourselves silly. I won't tell you to fast. If you can fast, please do it. Lose some weight. Hear me. Where we are going is far. Lose some weight right now. Put yourself on a plan. 7 days, 3 days. Get a partner. Hold yourself accountable. Do it. There is a massive outpour of rain coming. And we can't just do like this and it comes. We've got to be ready for it. But when God starts moving, God, people say God is partial. Why is he only her? God is taking away the old so that give you the new. Anybody that can't stay in your space, that can't accommodate you in your present level of grace, is not fit for your future. Many times for God to bring the new, he will take away the old. He will shut the old. Don't force your yesterday people into your today. Let them go. If by not calling you, I lose you, you are my yesterday. If I need to keep calling you to keep my relationship with you, we don't have a relationship. Because it gets to the do and when phone no day. Now, are you still with me? He said, let me take that fourth verse. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. This is all the things you learn in school. All the things you learn when you go for conferences. All those homiletics, whooping and vibing. It's not in your, it's not just in your hip and your fingertips. You've got to be able to, bro, you have not seen battle. When wicked people in your mother's house rise up against you, you will know this is not homiletics. You can whoop and whoop into the fire. Are you hearing me? You've got to be spiritually smart. There's a way you know something. If I come to your house with a pistol, see my hand, pistol, and I met you on your chair, cushion chair, leaning your hands on the AK-47. And I tell you, young man, I don't know why you are here, but you should leave now. I say, I came to get revenge. Young man, I don't know you, I'm not your enemy. Go. Not only am I leaning on an AK-47, I have someone, a brother, already standing behind you with another gun to your head. I hear you are. 1847. You slapped my mother. I came to get revenge. Oga. Come and be going. See, I kill for free. I saw something on Twitter. The lady fine girl was saying, will you slap me for 5 million naira? You know, that way I'm just so messed up. I just got to look for jokes online. Like the one that went to eat 75,000 naira food. I mean, I went online, so I saw this joke. So the lady was like, and I saw it get very fine thing. You know, like, will you slap me for 5 million naira? So people are coming, oh no, why would I do that to you, dear? Inbox me, call me. You just say, why would this guy came? I say, hey, look. he said, why not? He said, go and ask of me. In what? I slap for free. He said, not to talk of why you now add money to it. I will slap you from here to Abuja. I'll just be slapping you. Just be slapping you. Till you get to Abuja. You can speak grammar. They never pursue you. When they pursue you, we know this word is two-sided. The only difference between you and the people pursuing is that they are more serious about it. That's the difference. Not that they are more powerful. He said, I must come to you in the demonstration of the power and of the spirit. He says, so that, verse 5, so that your faith, every time the devil wants to bring you down, he doesn't go for the things at the top. He goes for the root. When you came to Jesus, you came on the grounds of faith. You didn't know how his blood will wash you clean. But you came to the cross. You came and lifted your hands and said, Lord, I believe. I believe. Help down my unbelief. You started your journey on the platform of faith. The day you got baptized in the Holy Ghost, you came and they laid hands on you. And then they say, receive the Holy Ghost. I say, yes, that's it. Continue to speak in tongues. And then you got home. Like, if you are like myself, I couldn't control it. It was just so lovely on the inside. It was a good feeling. I don't know how your own feeling was for me. But I was just like, power don't come. Power don't come. I was just speaking in tongues. Because it took me 24 hours to come to that place. Oh. They prayed for me today. It was the next day the thing came. So I valued it. You understand? It's not this one that you go and mix some Spanish with French and then turn it upside down, make it look like. So if you get the real tongues, it comes with power. He said, if I don't come to you in the demonstration of the power and the spirit, your faith, your foundation will be shaky. Because the day the devil gets his arrow to that base, to that foundation, you just begin to feel vibrate. On the outside, you look okay, but you can tell that something is shaking down there, as if your center can't hold anymore. You are just like, hey, I thought I've passed this level, though. Hey. And then the devil will now worsen your case by isolating you. I've been looking for quick fixes, things that are practical. Have you heard of practical steps before? Practical steps. You've been looking for practical steps. The wisdom of men. I need to go into rehab. I need to check into rehab. No, I'm sorry. You're not so. It's not a medical condition. It's a spiritual condition, and it is prayer that takes away depression. If not, you spend your money on drugs. So we are not playing. There's spiritual sickness. There's physical sickness. Depression is not a physical ailment. So I just feel depressed. It's not. It's prayer. Adua. Prayer. What do you call prayer in Igbo language? Help me. Wow. You heard it. Amen. I need to rehearse that. Amen. Why we have a lot of turnover when it comes to the issue of the things of the spirit right now? Why there are people running around on Facebook and on Twitter saying nonsense, trying to teach us the Bible that our fathers have been reading since 1840? And why can't those people saying those things cast out devils? I heard what you said. This is a devil. Cast him out. I was sharing a story with Kenny and Pastor Bola. Was it yesterday? Our three musketeers. Papa Badari, Baba Jide, and one other man of God, I'll get his name. They had gone to pray together. For those of you who feel called into church history, go and research about our faith in Nigeria. It will bless you. So they had finished a retreat in the forest, and they were hungry, nothing to break. So they went to look for. They were looking for bush meat inside that forest. So Baba Jide caught one. You know Baba Jide? Go and research about him. It's an old prophet. Those ones don't pray before they deliver you. Just tell you go and it's over. Doesn't matter if it's 21 witches from 21 kingdoms holding you down. If they tell you go, already die. Or go, that means your joy, your problem is now turned to joy. Take it to 21 demons will leave you. So they caught the bush meat. No fire, no matches. Baba Jide lifted the bush meat up and said, "Heaven, and your role." And they roasted the thing. Those are my fathers, oh. Me, I know there's big grammar. Now my father be this one. I know there's big grammar. I know go school. I know you got the homiletics and all of the hypes and the vibes and fingertips. But hey, bro. there are enemies outside here. The guy lifted the bush meat to the heavens and said heaven should roast it for them. By the time he brought his hand down, but we can't just eat this thing like this now. We need Gary. Look for something, morphed it into a plate, lifted it to heaven, brought it down. There was Gary inside. So, on the Jidele, this is food. Brethren, let's eat. The first step to tapping into something invincible is to connect with somewhere where it happened before. When Pastor Adeboye was running on empty tank and the Lord said to him, don't park, keep driving. He drove till he got to where he was going. The thing was still on empty. The car did not stop. It's the same miracle, just different scenarios. See, I don't want your faith to rest on words, but on the ability of God. Because when you came to Christ, I gave you all of my spirit. I didn't give you a part of my spirit. I didn't hold anything back. When God gave us Jesus, he gave us his best. When he gave us his spirit, he gave us everything. That was his all. There was nothing else. Everything that made God who he was what he gave to us. The spirit. So the other third prophet felt intimidated. There's Gary, there's Bushmeat. He felt very offended. So when they finished it, he said, let's go. He said, I'm not going. I want to start another retreat here. I'll get his name for you. He now started 7 days fasting and prayer, praying in tongues. Baba Jide and they just strode, left him there. He wants to pray. It's what we do. That somebody, we finish prayer, somebody still wants to pray. We don't need to discourage him. It's what we do. If you don't understand the power of perseverance, there are certain levels in God you can never enter. It doesn't matter if I say, receive it by faith. If you don't know how to persevere without feeling goose pimples, that will be the, that 1 hour will be the slowest 1 hour of your life. But you tell yourself, either I perish here, either I die here today, I'm not living here till 6 p.m. Cambra de Dakar. You will not feel any anointing. It will be this, and I'm warning you, it will be the slowest period of your life. Since morning, 6 a.m. Just 6:15. Person go die here today. The man of God stayed there for 7 days, praying in tongues, 7 days, fasting and praying. When he came down from that mountain, he went into his church. Body parts was growing out. Blind, see, it will touch them, limbs will straighten out. Yeah. Go and watch out too. Stay with me as I round up. Now, look at this. Paul said, if there is anything I receive of God that is not backed up with the power of God, it's called what? The wisdom of men. Go to the next verse. Next verse. Albeit. Now, here's the catch. We speak the wisdom among them that are what? Another word for perfect is matured. Now, he was saying that the gospel that is backed up with power is actually the wisdom of God. They both look similar except in their product. He said, we speak albeit what I'm sharing with you now is the wisdom of God, among that we can only communicate among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of this world nor of the princes. That even in this terrain, wisdom is on different levels. There are levels of wisdom that are at the level of the world. When you begin to press into the occultic and into the deeper dark realms of the world, you begin to talk about the wisdom of the princes. Are you still with me? You begin to talk about the wisdom of the princes. These are rulers. These are ruler spirits. The way you cast out a spirit of fornication is not the way you cast out this one. This one is a prince. It's from the word prince you get principality. They have their own glory. They have their own entourage. If the person worrying your family is a prince, it is bro. It's not one word that will cast him out. What this type of spirits fear is the wisdom of God. Anybody can come and say, I bind in Jesus' name. I bind in Jesus' name. But when you come and say, I come to declare the judgment that is written upon, you switch to the dimension of the wisdom of God. Say, I have come to to say that one word, you might have done 7 days fasting. It's not because you can't say it on the first day, but you want it backed with power. The power is already available from the first day. But because the power will flow from your spirit into your soul, into your body, to connect to the earth. You didn't hear what I said. I said the power was available from the first day. But your spirit and your soul must be properly aligned. So when the power flows, there will be no interruption. So all of that fasting and prayer is alignment. So when you say, let the power flow, we are not using lazy Christians, so wake up, bro. Over every area, there are princes. There are princes over Ilukpeju. They block the minds of people from embracing the gospel. The day we decide to start with that one, it is wisdom we'll be teaching them. Again, in Ephesians chapter, is it 3:10? Where scripture says what? It said, this is the intention that we might teach what? The wisdom of God to all principalities and powers. What this type of spirits fear is the revelation of the wisdom of God. It weakens them. When it weakens them, you can now bind them. But if you come to them directly, it will now look like when Abijah and one other boy, they are throwing Katesha at each other. You now do like this. There's no time, bro. They ain't got time for all of that. Do your work in the secret. When you come out in the open, too easy. Go back to that scripture. I need to round up. Are you seeing something here? I want to appreciate the fact that this is not about shirt and tie. This is what was delivered to us. If for some reason we are not walking in it, God didn't keep it for my children. He kept it for the first saints that showed up. He kept it for Peter, and Peter walked in it. He kept it for Paul, and Paul walked in it. He kept it for Smith Wigglesworth. Wigglesworth walked in it. He kept it for Badali. They walked in it. He kept it for Pastor E. Adebayo Bishop, and they walked in it. If for some reason your own gospel gives you all the vocabulary with no power, the day the arrow comes for your foundation, it will shake. Say the prince of this world, the wisdom of the prince of this world that comes to naught, yes, verse 7. But we say we speak the wisdom of God, what? Codedly. You are too direct. They can predict your steps. When they see you, they've seen you. You are supposed to be like the wisdom of the serpent. You slit her. They see you this way and that way. They don't know where you are going. It's just too easy. It's too easy to predict you. Say, we speak the wisdom of God codedly. You don't even know if it wants to stand on his feet or on his tail to strike. You don't even know if it wants to. There are some that don't even need to come close to you. They will spit into your face from a distance. The wisdom of the serpent. Say, be gentle as a dove. Wise as a serpent. When a serpent looks at his prey, he first diagnoses that prey. What is this one? What works best for this one? How do I get it? Doesn't just charge. That waiting period is what Jesus said, watch and pray. Come, bro, let's advance. Slow down. Bazoteli kata. Instruction is coming. Mambrote ya kumbra. You are just watching. If you are patient, you will see something. That's what I'm telling you. The pastor who teaches it and doesn't fast and pray is on his own. You understand? This is given to believers. But if there's anybody walking in this now, we'll make him geo. Because we think he's so high, man of God. Bro, for the sake of your destiny, take this thing serious. Because when David will face Goliath, he will do it alone. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden, it is the honor of kings to what? It is the glory of God to what? To conceal a matter. It is what? The honor of kings to unveil them, to search them out. Look at this hidden wisdom, which God has ordained before the world, before the foundations of the earth, before Adam ever showed up, before water has covered the earth. God took this thing and did it. And for those who can search, will find it. Verse 8. Which, you see again, I don't want to talk about these guys again, but they are still here. The princes, which none of the princes of the... So, these were angelic beings that were with God even before Adam was created. But when God took the wisdom of his throne and hid it, it was without their knowledge. If the, for if they had known this wisdom, wait a minute, what is this wisdom? Are you seeing something? What is this wisdom? The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The cross of Jesus. The cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ. Is that it? That's all? That's what the princes fear? This is the foolishness of God. God put a cross in front of the whole earth. They didn't even know that was the secret of God's throne. Put in front. Said because if they had known God's secret plan, they would have just left Jesus to live forever. It was even better for Jesus not to die. It was even better for Jesus. Let him be gathering people. They will come and he will scatter them again. Feed them 5,000. Scatter them again. He will just be shouting from today till tomorrow. Nothing will be happening. But the moment he went into the earth as a seed, the moment Jesus was looking for death, do you now see why he was a troublemaker? He wanted to die. Because if he didn't die, his blood must touch the ground. The moment the blood entered and it touched the ground and he was buried, everywhere, China, pew. Japan, pew. America, pew. Nigeria, pew. And then people like you started to turn up. Hallelujah. So you had the generation of Jesus Christ all over the earth. The same quality, the same power, the same wisdom, the same stature. The Bible says, for this cause he is not ashamed to call us brothers. That's the new man. That's the new man. The man fashioned in the image of Christ. The man that can say to the storm, peace, be still. Not the man that asks like Philip, show us the Father. And the Father is in front of him, still asking, show us the Father. If you can't believe what is in front of you now, you can't believe what you won't see. And it's a prayer point away from time to time. Lord, give me understanding, but not like Philip. I don't want to be standing in front of the answer and be asking stupid questions. Be willing to go into the earth like a seed so that the will of God can be born in you. God put the cross. The Bible says Jesus was slain before the foundations of the earth. That was the secret wisdom of God that he hid in his son. And he was standing there in their faces. They never saw it. Verse 9. But as it is written, Eyes have not seen, ears haven't heard, it hasn't entered into the heart of men, the things which God has prepared for who? For those that are established in His love. You can't walk in these realms without love. You can make all your noise, but if you still think of yourself more than you think of the cross, if you still think the reason why you are alive is to further your own advancement and not the cause of the cross, then you will only hear this, but you can't enter into them. We'll come back and talk about love. I'll take a month to teach about that. Verse 10. Oh, go to verse 9. Back up. It is written, I have not seen. That means I should see. It is written, ears haven't heard. That means these things have been given to our ears. Minds and the heart of man could not understand these things, but they have actually been given. Among the five senses, as I taught you last week, the strongest is that of sight and hearing. Are we together? Verse 10. In other words, to come into the things that have been given, I must come into the place of revelations. This is a knowledge that is beyond what ears can hear and what eyes can see. See, but God has revealed these things to us by the Holy Ghost. How did the Holy Ghost do that? The Holy Ghost was given to you when you came to Jesus. But if you have not engaged Him for this far, He will do everything but bring you the Father's heart, which is in revelation. Revelation, unveilings. Unveilings. There's a cloak over here. He just removes the cloak. And then you see what is there. Say that was, it has been there all along. The spirit you that God is rooting for. That warrior in the spirit. That warrior in the spirit. That 15, 20 years from now, Pastor Adeboye, Kenneth E. Egi, Paul the Apostle, Wigglesworth will stand on the grandstand and say, yeah! Go for it! In case you think it's just pastors, we will have businessmen, CEOs, who walk into a business meeting. We need to do a presentation. Say, hey, what's in this? I'm Cassandra. How are you? Well, I can't walk out, but you know you can walk. Come with me. He didn't even say, just say, come with me. The moment he said, come with me, power flowed, straightened the legs. Then he stretch and then walk. I'm like, what happened? Hey, can we have a meeting right now? Holy commotion on all the seven mountains. Holy commotion. They can't shout you down. They won't be able to silence you. Channels will come look for you. CNN will come look for you. This is not there. We don't allow people to just showcase magic and all of that. It will be happening too much. They can't close their minds to it. The reason why they are not here is because they think it's this stage manager. But very soon we are going to walk into their own territories and teach senators wisdom. I'm not talking about miracles will be in church. We are taking it out. Ose, free of charge. Take, Ose. Take, it's yours. You want it, it's yours. Come on, take it. Get every one of them healed and delivered. Then let us look at, hey, bro, we are not talking grammar here. We are talking spirit. And you can do it. You must come into the place of revelation by spirit. So watch the channels that are feeding you. All the channels that give you information and you call revelation. Check them out. For the spirit, how does the spirit reveal things? Phew, searches. He searches. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Every time God wants to bring into a new experience, he puts fire on your spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Every time God wants to bring you into a new knowledge in him, he puts a flame on your spirit. That flame begins to search. There are agitations in your spirit. Something is asking you to study along a particular line. Towards something you can't explain it. You just find that somehow something along this line keeps coming up. Follow that urge, follow that hunger, follow it. When you get to the end of the tunnel, you would have come to revelations. The new man in Christ is not a weak man. It's a man fashioned in glory. A good example of that man was the Jesus you saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. When he transfigured on that mountain, that glory compelled two people who walked in glory to also show up. He brought Moses, representing the law. He brought Elijah, representing the prophets. The Bible said, out of two, he made what? One. So there is now no discrimination between Jew and Gentile. When he manifested that glory, for him to do it, he had to get on the mountain. He had to find his spot with God. He had to find that place where his relationship with God was just just two of them. It wasn't something to show off or to show up. He showed up for God. Peter was lucky to be around. John and James were lucky to be around that day. But this is us. This is who we are. I know. You read John chapter 17 and you begin to understand the type of person Jesus was. He knew who he was and he wasn't ashamed to say it. He got into that mountain where there was no pressure to show. And he transfigured. He brought the guy on the inside, outside. That glory was so compelling. Moses Joshua, hey, Baba. Ha. What's this now? Hey, bah, Elijah. Alpha. And they began to commune. I'm about to die. When I die, I will end your testament. I will also end your own because you're a prophet. Say, because aforetimes, if there was no prophet, people didn't know the mind of God. We want to do it all say now. So they discussed redemption on that mountain. Consummated it. Finished it. But look at that Jesus. And when he came down from the mountain, he was just a man. If you let the devil sell a cheap lie to you, that you are not more than the person you see in the mirror, and you buy that lie, you are defeated. This is that generation, the generation of Jesus. This is the generation of the sons of Jesus. His brothers, sisters, they will arise with different giftings. They will arise in their prophecy. They will not be weak. Many of us will be required to lay our lives down. We will do it for him. If we are not required, we will not do it. But if we stand toe to toe and we say, Lord, is it time? He say, yes. Say, glory be to God. And we lay it there. Because we know death is not the end of us. After we enter the ground, we will morph into another level of glory. We are not limited. The church needs to rise up and stop doing this bread and butter Christianity. All it has sold to us is to tie us down to the earth. But we are not of the earth. You want to walk in the miracles? This is what you need. You want to walk in the anointing? This is what you need. The cross before you. Say, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Say, for it is the power of God unto what? unto salvation. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I will go public. I will go public. Go public. If I need to wear a t-shirt and say proudly Christ, I will do it. If I need to wear a face cap, say I am not ashamed to say I belong to Jesus, I will do it. I will not hide my faith, because it is that cross that CNN wants to take away. It is that cross that we try to morph and make our messages feel good in the church. No, sir. I'm not part of that. The cross, the symbol of Christ's victory over Satan. The symbol of Christ's victory over Satan. The symbol of Christ's victory over Satan. Why do you think hospitals use a cross as their symbol? Why do you see a serpent on that cross? Because when the sons of men were dying in the wilderness, God said, raise a serpent, put it on that pole. Whosoever looks. Lord, our eyes are open. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe God. We believe we are who you have.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us. Plot 223 beside Body Emmanuel Center, satellite bus stop, Ikodu Road, Ilukpeju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website at www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling 080-8317-8191. God bless you.